Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and it's great to be with you today. We are making progress in our journey through the Gospels, and we find ourselves at the end of the book of Mark. We have seen Jesus in action from healing the sick, raising the dead, feeding thousands of people, and walking on water. We've also seen him get away from the crowds to pray and recharge, and he has been teaching us about the kingdom life that he is ushering in. The one thing about Mark 15 is how much Jesus told his disciples that this was going to happen, and it did. This was what Jesus came to do, to take the abuse of violent people, to open up God's kingdom to all of us. So, let's dive in to Mark chapter 15. At dawn's first light, the high priest with the religious leaders and scholars arranged a conference with the entire Jewish council. After tying Jesus securely, they took him out and presented him to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered, "If you say so." The high priest let loose a barrage of accusations. Pilate asked again, "Aren't you going to answer anything? That's quite a list of accusations." Still, he said nothing. Pilate was impressed, really impressed. It was a custom at the feast to release a prisoner, anyone the people asked for. There was one prisoner called Barabbas, locked up with the insurrectionists who had committed murder during the uprising against Rome. As the crowd came up and began to present his petition for him to release a prisoner, Pilate anticipated them. "Do you want me to release the king of the Jews to you?" Pilate knew by this time that it was through sheer spite that the high priest had turned Jesus over to him. But the high priest by then had worked up the crowd to ask for the release of Barabbas. Pilate came back. "So what do I do with this man you call the king of the Jews?" They yelled, "Nail him to the cross." Pilate objected, "But for what crime?" But they yelled all the louder, "Nail him to the cross." But Pilate gave the crowd what it wanted, set Barabbas free, and turned Jesus over for whipping and crucifixion. The soldiers took Jesus into the palace, called the Praetorium, and called together the entire brigade. They dressed him up in purple and put a crown plated with a thorn bush on his head. Then they began their mockery. "Bravo, King of the Jews!" They banged on his head with a club, spit on him, and knelt down in mock worship. After they had their fun, they took off the purple cape and put his own clothes back on him. Then they marched out to nail him to the cross. There was a man walking by, coming from work, Simon from Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. They made him carry Jesus' cross. The soldier brought Jesus to Golgotha, meaning Skull Hill. They offered him a mild painkiller, wine mixed with myrrh, but he wouldn't take it. And they nailed him to the cross. They divided up his clothes and threw dice to see who would get them. They nailed him up at 9 o'clock in the morning. The charge against him, the King of the Jews, was printed on a poster. Along with him, they crucified two criminals, one to his right, the other to his left. People passing along the road jeered, shaking their heads in mock lament. "You brag that you could tear down the temple and then rebuild it in 3 days. So show us your stuff. Save yourself if you're really God's son. Come down from that cross." The high priest, along with the religion scholars, were right there mixing it up with the rest of them, having a great time poking fun at him. "He saved others, but he can't save himself. Messiah, is he? King of Israel? Let him climb down from that cross. We'll all become believers then." Even the men crucified alongside him joined in the mockery. At noon, the sky became extremely dark. The darkness lasted 3 hours. At 3 o'clock, Jesus groaned out of the depths, crying loudly, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Some of the bystanders who heard him said, "Listen, he's calling for Elijah." Someone ran off, soaked a sponge in sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down." But Jesus, with a loud cry, gave his last breath. At that moment, the temple curtain ripped right down the middle. When the Roman captain standing guard in front of him saw that he had quit breathing, he said, "This has to be the Son of God." There were women watching from a distance, among them Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of the younger James and Joseph, and Salome. When Jesus was in Galilee, these women followed and served him and had come up with him to Jerusalem. Late in the afternoon, since it was the day of preparation, that is, Sabbath Eve. Joseph of Arimathea, a highly respected member of the Jewish council, came. He was one who lived expectantly on the lookout for the kingdom of God. Working up his courage, he went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate questioned whether he could be dead that soon and called for the captain to verify that he was really dead. Assured by the captain, he gave Joseph the corpse. Having already purchased a linen shroud, Joseph took him down, wrapped him in the shroud, placed him in a tomb that had been cut into the rock, and rolled a large stone across the opening. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, watched the burial. At the moment that Jesus died, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The significance of that moment is that God is now opening up access to himself for everyone. Now we can have direct access to God and not have to go to the temple and have someone else go into God's presence for us. His sacrifice made that possible for you and me and the whole world. The other thing that I am pondering is the fact that God had to watch his only son die at the hands of wicked, violent people. God knows what it's like. God stands with those who have lost children senselessly by wicked, violent people, and he weeps with them. He also points to the torn veil and says, "Today, your child is with me." Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, the God who saw his son put to death. Lord, as we go through the heartaches of seeing children mowed down by wicked, violent people, whether it's in a school here in the United States or it's over in the Ukraine with the war that's going on and all the innocent people being killed there, you aren't just far away, not caring about it. You see it and you understand. And you weep with us. And you point to that torn veil. You say, "Because of that, you now can be with me." We love you and we praise you. Comfort our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. Share the podcast on social media. Check out our brand new YouTube channel. Support the podcast, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.